Navedtra 14256 Alpha, Tools and Their Uses. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 21, Interior Finish Tools. 1. Which type of tool is used to perform minor trimming on drywall panels that are too tight for the space they are going into? Drywall rasp. 2. Which type of tool is commonly used to cut holes for ceiling-mounted lighting fixtures? Drywall circle cutter. 3. Which type of tool is used for cutting drywall that has already been placed? Drywall saw. 4. Which type of tool is used to lift and hold sheets of drywall into place while being attached to the wall or ceiling? Drywall lifter. 5. Which type of tool is used to lift and hold sheets of drywall into angled positions while being attached? Drywall panel hoist. 6. Which type of tool is used in drywall work to smooth mud and tape seams? Finish knife. 7. What is used for mixing and holding mud for drywall taping, texturing, and patching? Mud pan. 8. The inside corner tool is a one-piece, flexible, stainless steel tool with a how many degree angle that flexes to 90 degrees? 103. 9. The outside corner tool is a one-piece, flexible, stainless steel tool with a how many degree angle that flexes to 90 degrees? 80. 10. Which tool is used to hold drywall mud right before it is applied? Hawk. 11. Which tool is used for mixing drywall mud? Mud masher. 12. Which type of trowel is used to apply mortar to surfaces? Notch. 13. Which type of grouting is the rubber surface trowel used for? Tile. 14. Which tool is used to make circular cuts in ceramic tile? Tile nipper. 15. Which tool is used to make straight or angled cuts in ceramic tile? Tile cutter. 16. If you drive a nail in so deep that the drywall is crushed, drive in another reinforcing nail within how many inches of the first? 2 inches. 17. Single nails are spaced a maximum of 8 inches apart on walls and how many inches apart on ceilings? 7 inches. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.